The conference is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining today's teleconference for the release of Mount Gibson Iron's quarterly activities report for the December quarter 2019. Mount Gibson's Chief Executive Officer Peter Kerr, Chief Financial Officer Jill Dobson, and External Relations Manager John Facius. Mr. Kerr will provide a brief overview, after which there'll be an opportunity to ask questions. Due to time constraints, only institutional participants will be invited to ask questions at that time. A recording of the call will also be available via the Mount Gibson website shortly after completion of today's teleconference. Go ahead, please, Peter.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much, Claire. And good morning, all, and thanks for joining us for our December quarter report call. The quarter saw us continue our operational ramp up at Koolan and also extend our low-grade sales program in the Midwest. The total ore sales from both sites for the quarter came in at just under 1.4 million tonnes, and the sales revenue was Aussie dollars 106 million FOB. All of our revenues for this purposes of this quarterly report are reported on an FOB basis. Total ore sales for the half were 2.8 million tonnes, and that was split evenly between Koolan and the Midwest. And the ore sales revenue for the first half, so 6 months ended 31 December, was 224 million Australian dollars FOB. We closed the quarter with cash and investments at 398 million Aussie dollars, and that was also after the payment. Early in the quarter, we had a little bit left over of the dividend that had been declared for last financial year, and so 6 million went out in early October. So the increase in sales and the continued healthy pricing of iron ore saw us generate a positive operating cash flow of 14 million and for the quarter, and I'll talk about that a bit more because we did have a number of provisional pricing adjustments, which mean that that's lower than the headline number. And for the half year, it was 39 million. Our all-in group cash costs were 69 Aussie FOB for the quarter and 72 for the half year. So that was in line with our guidance range of 70 to 75 Aussie dollars per tonne. In relation to prices, the average 62 Platts benchmark index, this is the CFR index in China, reduced from 102 US per dry metric tonne in the September quarter to 89 in December. And the 65 index also reduced a similar amount from 110 to 98. Since that time, prices have strengthened a little, and I think this morning sitting around 92, 93 US dollars a tonne for the 62 index and 106, 107 for the 65 index. Shipping freight rates in the quarter for us averaged around $11 a tonne shipped US from Koolan Island and 14 from Geraldton. So no great changes there, although the Midwest might have been just up slightly on the last quarter. The realised price for Koolan's fines, high-grade fines, was 83 US a tonne FOB before some provisional pricing adjustments from the previous quarter. And those adjustments reflected the reduction in the average prices from quarter to quarter and the fact that the majority of our sales at Koolan are based on an M plus 2 structure, whereby we estimate in any particular period what the revenue will be, but we won't know exactly what it is until the second month after the shipment, until we know that average. So given that the market prices fell from quarter to quarter, we've had that adjustment reflected in this period as well. So that knocked our realised price, which we always state after all of those adjustments, from US 83 per dry metric tonne to 73 per dry metric tonne. In the Midwest, it's slightly different. The low-grade sales are made on a fixed price basis, adjusted for grade and impurities, and we realised US $35 per dry metric tonne FOB for the lump and 26 for the fines. So now just running into each of the operations. In the Midwest, we shipped just under 650,000 tonnes of low-grade material from Extension Hill in the quarter, and that took the half-yearly sales to 1.4 million tonnes, which was obviously well in excess of our initial target of 1 million tonnes. The team there has done a great job and being assisted by the solid market for iron ore in monetizing these low-grade stockpiles that we have left over. So we've now been able to extend this program to at least the end of April, and that results in our annual sales guidance for the Midwest rising to between 2.1 and 2.3 million tonnes this financial year. Cash costs in the Midwest remained on track, and they were $42 FOB per tonne that we sold, and that was for both the quarter and the half year. And the cash flow for the quarter was $4 million and for the half year, $10 million. And a good result. That also included the staged rail refund that we are receiving at the rate of about $2 million a quarter. So our team in the Midwest continues to do an excellent job in monetising the low-grade material, and subject to how the market shapes up this coming year, we'll continue to try and extend the life of this business. For Koolan, which is the primary operational focus, all production and sales increased from the September quarter, and the high-grade sales rose 10% to 733,000 tonnes. This was despite us being able to make only one shipment in October due to the conveyor belt tear we had on the main overland conveyor. As it turned out, we were able to source and fit a replacement belt in good time, and that enabled us to ship a further 9 cargoes in the final 2 months of the year to bring the quarterly total to 10 shipments. On the mining front, total material movement increased 11% to 4 million tonnes in the quarter, and ore production increased by almost 17% from the September quarter. So we're now working in this wet season very closely with the team, putting in additional dewatering sumps, bores, in-pit pumping systems and other approaches which continue to be pursued in order to improve the groundwater management, mining conditions and productivity. So it's very much part of our core ramp-up work that we're focusing on. From a geotechnical perspective, the mine continues to perform to plan. The seawall that we constructed prior to the restart is working well and to design. And the footwall, which is the inland, the island side, the work on that footwall is going well. And that comprises depressurisation drilling, cable bolting, shotcreting and meshing. And so that's working well. So even with the October disruptions, our unit cash costs reduced by 6% from the previous quarter, and they were $84 Aussie per tonne sold, FOB. That's above our internal targets, and so that's where our focus currently sits. The island generated $21 million Aussie dollars in operating cash flow before the previously mentioned provisional pricing adjustments of $10 million, so the net result for the quarter was $11 million Aussie dollars from Koolan. We also want to flag that following the end of the quarter, the Northern Australian wet season arrived in earnest, and we had two cyclones skirting around the island and then heading south into the Pilbara. They were Blake and Claudia. Blake in particular dumped over 330 millimetres of rain inside 3 days, and we planned for this because we are in the wet season zone, but it did necessitate a temporary halt to mining and shiploading activities. Waste stripping in the upper levels of the main pit resumed quite quickly within a few days, and all mining and shipping is now back underway. So the wet weather we expect at this time of year, and we do factor in a degree of interruption in our planning. So as a result, our ore sales volume for Koolan Island, our guidance for the year, remains at 2.7 to 3 million tonnes. We have, however, increased the anticipated site cash cost slightly to a range of 77 to 82 Aussie dollars per tonne. And this includes all of the waste stripping activities that we're doing. And as most people are aware, those waste stripping activities are highest in the first couple of years of the life of mine plan and then fall away quite dramatically from the third year onwards. So when we sum both of the sites, our total group ore sales guidance for this financial year has increased by around 30% to 4.8 to 5.3 million tonnes, and our group all-in cash cost guidance is unchanged at 70 to 75 Aussie dollars a tonne. Another final point for Koolan, just on the capital front, we've also flagged an internal development here where we've commenced the construction of a new all-weather airstrip on the island. This new 2.1 kilometre sealed strip will be on the crest of the island. It will cost about $20 million, which will be spent this year. And the primary focus is to enable us to fly our Perth-based workers direct to site on larger commercial jet aircraft. We want to improve the safety, wellbeing and productivity of our people, and in particular through the cutting of the average transit time and reducing the wet season transport disruptions that we currently have, where we basically fly everyone onto the island using Cessna caravans, so 12-litre planes. So at this stage, initial works have started. We expect construction to proceed through the year, and then maybe first flight targeted for late September or October in this year. We'll be maintaining our regular charter flights to and from Broome and Derby for the approximate 20% of the workforce that reside in the local region. So we're looking forward to that. It should result in some substantial operating cost benefits for us over the life of the mine, and an important asset for the operation. So in closing, the quarter was a reasonable one for the extension of our for the Koolan operation as we continued the ramp up there, and a very good one for our Midwest business as we were able to extend well beyond what we thought would be the end of that operation. So I think we're placed well to deliver on our plan for this current financial year. So on that note, Claire, I'll hand back to you for any questions that anyone may have.
Thank you, Peter. Guests are now invited to ask questions by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. Please listen for your name or introduce you through. That's star one on your telephone keypad. Do you have a question? Just bear with me, please.
Sure.
We have a question from Michael Emery. Please go ahead, Michael.
Hello, Peter and everyone else. Just a couple of quick questions. So Koolan Island, obviously, still sort of slowly getting up there. And obviously with the wet season, as you sort of flagged to start off with. Do you sort of anticipate, coming into mid-year this year that, things are going to start sort of hitting that run rate you've sort of guided to in the five-year plan you put out?
Yep, so let's deal with that one first, Mike. So at this stage we're obviously dealing with the wet season, but that's not unusual. It comes around each year. But we are planning on our four ships per month is our scheduled target, and that's actually in excess of the sales in that original life of mine plan in the feasibility study. So we are constantly looking at the plan and looking at options for maybe even adding additional material to it. But the objective for the next 6 months is to hit that four ships per month run rate, recognising that at today's spot price, our break-even point is around two ships per month. So that would then result in a solid and consistent operating cash flow over period.
Okay, yep, no problems at all. Thanks for that. And just a question on the Midwest. I mean, obviously, been beneficial having the iron ore price higher for longer. Let's say all goes well and the price stays at these levels, for the next couple of years, for example. Realistically, how much more life do you have there to make it beneficial from a rehab standpoint?
Look, a well-discussed point internally here at the moment, we actually have some more low-grade stockpiles that were related to the Iron Hill operation that we mined in the last 18 months or so of the high-grade mine. So we're looking at that and seeing whether we could crush that material and sell some low-grade lump and fines. So that's one source. There are also some additional sources in and around the old Extension Hill pit that we're currently evaluating. We've been doing a bit of drilling and a bit of optimisation assessment, and also having a look at what else is in the boundary areas. So at this stage, we've sold up until April, I think we're reasonably comfortable that if prices remain where they are, we could go to the middle of the year and then perhaps into next financial year as well. But at this stage, it's early days as far as how many tons that could be.
Okay, excellent. And obviously the one that continues to get asked, are you guys obviously still sniffing around other assets to do with that cash pile?
Yep, we are. So as you can probably understand, the focus is on production and costs at Koolan. That's the key ramp-up piece that we need to deal with. But at the same time, we have continued our reviews of a number of acquisition opportunities. But at this point in time, there's nothing to talk about on those.
Okay, no problems at all. I appreciate it, and yep, we look forward to seeing Koolan Island hit its straps soon.
Okay, thanks very much, Mike.
Great, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Michael. We do not have any further questions, Peter.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks, Claire, and thanks everyone for listening. And if anyone does have questions, our contact details are on the quarterly. And have a good Australia Day. Bye-bye.